The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to this wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I really enjoy today's gospel. Mary makes a request of our Lord, and even though it isn't his time, because it's his mom making this request, he does it. If only all kids responded like this. But today's gospel is also a testimony to the importance and the beauty and the goodness of marriage. Throughout sacred scripture, God is always talking about marriage and covenants. Listen again to part of the first reading. "As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you." Well before marriage became a sacrament, well before Christ became incarnate in the world, God was speaking to his people in terms of marriage. This clues us in on just how important marriage is to God. As Catholics, we hold that marriage is a fundamental human good and an efficacious sign of Christ's presence. Every couple married in the church, by definition, then, is a force for good in the world and a sign that Christ is here present now. I would be remiss, though, if I didn't mention that despite its inherent goodness and beauty, marriage can be difficult. It's not easy uprooting the life you know and starting a new life together with someone else. You have difference of personalities, differences of opinions and thoughts and goals, and even what constitutes a life well lived. Finances, children, caring for elderly parents. Many things pop up during a marriage that make it hard. So hard, in fact, that sometimes it might seem impossible to reconcile these differences. Now, I'm serious when I say this. Your marriage is your vocation, and your vocation is how you get to heaven. If you're at a point in your marriage where it's just kind of meh, not good, not bad, just meh, come talk to your priests. Look in the bulletin for the Family and Marriage Enrichment Ministry, or FAME. If you're at a point, though, in your marriage where it's very much not good and is, in fact, pretty bad, come talk to your priests. There are many resources we have available that we can offer, such as Retrovi, which I swear it's been in the bulletin every other weekend, but this weekend is not there. So it's a good opportunity. We host something. I think the next one is in March. It's a weekend where couples will go away when they're struggling in their marriage. They go away on a retreat, and there's an entire program set aside for them. So if this is you, if you think you're at that point, come talk to your priests. All these ministries and resources are available because just how important marriage is. The vast majority of Catholics are called to the vocation of marriage. Now, I'd like to say that I think that, you know, all of us are called to be priests and nuns and all that, but that's not the case. We know that's not real. So most of us are called to marriage, and we have to recognize that, and the church does, which is why we offer all of these programs, because marriage is so important. And because this vocation of yours is how you're getting to heaven, the forces of evil are very much attacking it every chance they get. You read in the many of the spiritual books about how, you know, like the devil's always attacking the priests. And that's true. But the devil attacks marriages too. That's just a matter of life at this point. The devil attacks any goodness that it can find in the world. Now, for some of us, though, the marriage is already over. So now what? Come, talk to your priests. Check the bulletin. We have a ministry dedicated to supporting you, the divorced and separated. Okay, but what if you're divorced and remarried? At this point, I imagine you can probably figure out what I'm going to say is the solution to that. Come talk to your priests. While I can't guarantee much, I can promise you that we will do our absolute best to rectify your situation. And while annulments are a tricky business, there's a good chance that there's a solution to be found. So come, talk to your priests. Marriage is good and beautiful and a sign to the world of Christ's presence. But what about the rest of us? How do we fit into the marriage stuff? Now, I don't mean to cause any scandal with what I'm about to say, but did you know that your priests are married? Each one of us. At our ordination, in a very spiritual way, mind you, we don't make public vows of marriage, but at our ordination, in a spiritual way, we marry the church so that every baptism that we perform is us bringing new children, new life into the mystical union. And we're married in such a way that every single baptized Catholic in the world is truly our spiritual children. When we administer the sacraments as priests, we are in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. We know Christ is the bridegroom, and his church is called the bride of Christ. And it's in this way that us priests are married to the church. What about sisters and nuns and consecrated women? When they take their vows, they become a bride of Christ. They become married to Christ himself. What a beautiful vocation for that. But what about the single people who have not yet discovered their vocation? What about those who are widowed, lost their spouse? Believe it or not, they too are married, just not in a public way. Because our very souls, by virtue of our baptism, have become what St. Bernard calls a bride of Christ. So each one of us, because of our baptism, our souls are united to Christ in a very intimate and marital way, in a divine spiritual way. My brothers and sisters, marriage is a good, beautiful, and holy thing. It's on us then to recognize this and act accordingly. And if we think perhaps that the honeymoon is over and it's just mere drudgery from here on out, I want to remind you of today's gospel. The head waiter noted that the poorer wine was given first. But when Christ performed his first public miracle, that not good, not bad, just meh wine was done with. And in its place was served something much grander, much more wonderful than before. For the best wine was saved for last.